I shall now read and present to you the general authorities, the church, general officers of the general auxiliary officers of the church for the sustaining vote of the general conference. Joseph Fielding Smith, prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. All in favor, please manifest with the raise of the right hand. Thank you. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. With Harold B. Lee, first counselor, and N. Eldon Tanner, second counselor in the presidency. All in favor, please manifest it. Thank you. Any opposed? Same sign. President of the Council of the 12 Apostles, Harold B. Lee. Acting President of the Council of the 12 Apostles, Spencer W. Kimball. The Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Spencer W. Kimball, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, Marion G. Romney, LeGrand Richards, Richard L. Evans, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer. Patriarch to the Church, Elder G. Smith. The councils in the First Presidency, the 12 Apostles, the Patriarch of the Church, as prophets, seers, and revelators. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. Joseph Fielding Smith, as trustee in trust for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. The assistants to the 12, Al Masani, L. Ray Christiansen, Sterling W. Sill, Henry D. Taylor, Alvin R. Dyer, Franklin D. Richards, Theodore M. Burton, Bernard P. Brockbank, James A. Cullimore, Marion D. Hanks, Marvin J. Ashton, Joseph Anderson, David B. Haight, William H. Bennett. And as First Counsel of 70, Seymour Dilworth Young, Milton R. Hunter, Bruce R. McConkie, Albert Theodore Tuttle, Paul H. Dunn, Hartman Rector Jr., Lauren C. Dunn. The presiding bishopric, John H. Vandenberg, presiding bishop, Robert L. Simpson, first counselor, Victor L. Brown, second counselor. All in favor, please make it manifest. Contrary, by the same sign, if there be any. And as the regional representatives of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, as they are at present constituted. All in favor, please manifest it. Thank you. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. The church historian and recorder, Howard W. Hunter, with Earl E. Olson as assistant. Priesthood Welfare Committee, John H. Vandenberg, chairman, Henry D. Taylor, managing director. Priesthood Home Teaching Committee, Marion G. Romney, chairman, John H. Vandenberg, vice chairman, Boyd K. Packer, managing director. Priesthood Missionary Committee, Spencer W. Kimball, chairman of executive committee, Gordon B. Hinckley and Thomas S. Monson, vice chairman, Bruce R. McConkie, managing director. And the Priesthood Genealogical Committee, Howard W. Hunter, chairman, Theodore M. Burton, managing director. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. And as Church Board of Education, Joseph Fielding Smith, Harold B. Lee, Nathan Eldon Tanner, Spencer W. Kimball, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, Marion G. Romney, LeGrand Richards, Richard L. Evans, Hugh B. Brown, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Alvin R. Dyer, Marion D. Hanks, Albert Theodore Tuttle, Paul H. Dunn, John H. Vandenberg, Bell S. Spafford. As Finance Committee, Wilford G. Edling, Harold H. Bennett, Glenn E. Nielsen, Weston E. Hamilton, O. Leslie Stone, and as Church Auditor, James A. Norberg. All in favor, please manifest it. Thank you. Contrary, any by the same sign. General Auxiliary Officers of the Church, the Relief Society, Bell Spafford, President, Marion Clark Sharp, First Counselor, Louise Wallace Madison, Second Counselor, with all members of the Board as present constituted. The Deseret Sunday School Union, David Lawrence McKay, General Superintendent, Lynn S. Richards, First Assistant Superintendent, Royden G. Derrick, Second Assistant Superintendent, with all members of the Board as at present constituted. The Young Men's Mutual Improvement Association, W.J. Eldridge, General Superintendent, George Richard Hill, First Assistant Superintendent, George I. Cannon, Second Assistant Superintendent, with all members of the board as at present constituted. The Young Women's Mutual Improvement Association, Florence Smith Jacobson, President, Margaret Romney Jackson, First Counselor, Dorothy Porter Holt, Second Counselor, with all members of the board as at present constituted. The Primary Association, Laverne Watts Parmley, President, Naoma Ward Randall, First Counselor, Florence Reese Lane, as Second Counselor, with all members of the board as present constituted. The Tabernacle Choir, Isaac M. Stewart as President, Richard P. Condy as Conductor, J. E. Welch, Assistant Conductor. And the Tabernacle Organist, Alexander Schreiner, Chief Organist, Robert N. Kundick, Roy M. Darley, Frank W. Asper, Organist Emeritus. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. President Smith, as nearly as I can see, the voting has been unanimous in the affirmative.